and click on the sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for...
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, this afternoon, it's going to be Betty Martini's going to be with us, and she's going to be with us for an hour, and I'm going to see if I can talk her into spending a second hour, because we certainly suddenly find we don't have a guest then, but maybe she can, maybe she can't. We'll find out before long if she can stay the second hour. But Betty was telling me that in New Zealand there's a very well-known actress who had started chewing Wrigley's gum, which has aspartame in it, and some people were concerned about that, and Betty had told Wrigley's about the danger of the aspartame in the gum, and so they put it in all the gum, and this lady, a very well-known woman, developed all sorts of psychiatric problems, and had been diagnosed potentially as bipolar, and was about to be put on Prozac, until she heard about the fact that aspartame can produce psychiatric problems, contacted Betty Martini, got off her gum, and voila, why this psychiatric problem just disappeared, as it does with so many people who are on the aspartame products. And so the information is getting out there in New Zealand and apparently in Australia as well, and they're considering in both countries outlawing aspartame. Could you imagine what effect that would have, especially the people in America begin to realize that they've been poisoning us intentionally, and it's not just the aspartame, they're poisoning us with fluoride and with mercury, and they know what they're doing. Do you realize that in the latest report, just came out yesterday from London, that according to a report out of London, 1 in 58 children in England now has an autism-like illness, autism or autism-like illness, 1 in 58 children. I mean, of course, it's much more common than that here in the United States, where 1 in 6, if 6 children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality, and they know that what they're doing. But they know what they're doing with the aspartame, and I think this is really exciting. Betty, why don't you tell us about this story, about this actress, and maybe we can even get her onto our programs.
Okay, Stan, and I'll be happy to stay with you for the second hour, because there is so much news going on, and this is the Abby Cormack story, and she is an actress and a beautiful, beautiful woman, and she really wants aspartame off the market because of what she has experienced. And she had crippling muscle cramps and a tingling in her hands, which is, you get from the methanol poisoning, and she had the anxiety attacks and the depression. And this is caused, of course, by the fact that there's 50% phenylalanine in aspartame, and it lowers the seizure threshold and depletes serotonin, and then when you lower serotonin, as you know, it triggers suicidal tendencies, bipolar, all sorts of panic attacks, insomnia. And she's very, very fortunate that she got on Web, she got on Doorway, and also on Mark Ode's Aspartame Toxicity Center. and got off just in time, just before her physician, who happens to be an American physician, incidentally, and very interested. He was about to put her on Prozac, and she'd gotten off, and by this time, her problems had completely disappeared, all these psychological problems that she had. And she's just fine now, except that she is going through the usual withdrawal problems that come because, you know, the methanol is actually classified as a narcotic and causes addiction. And so she's getting through now. She's
Hold that thought, Betty. We'll be right back here in just a moment with Betty Martini here at Genesis.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. You know diets don't work. That's why there's the Fat Loss Patch. The Fat Loss Patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the Fat Loss Patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's
800-766-2133. Well, this is Arthur Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Betty Martini, and she has been telling us about this quite well-known actress over there in New Zealand who... so many of her neurological problems, or all of her neurological problems, have really cleared once she got off her aspartame, and the doctor is amazed by this. But what about the government? Are there some people there in the government who are, I have heard this story and are concerned?
Well, there is the New Zealand Food Safety Authority, and I have written them because they're like the other governments, like our FDA. They're trying to protect the manufacturers, but of course they're not going to get away with this. It's very interesting that Dr. Roberts has written an excellent article on aspartame and absorption, going in to aspartame gum and how serious this is. We have it on www.nho.com. Doctors.net. This was published in Townsend Letter for Doctors some years ago. And the reason that this gum, she was using about 4 packs a day, is so serious is because aspartame, first of all, is masquerading as an additive. It is, in reality, an addictive, excitoneurotoxic, carcinogenic drug that interacts with all drugs. So what Dr. Roberts says is, as a drug, it works exactly like nitroglycerin under the tongue because it's buccal. It goes through saliva straight to the brain. And so for years I have written Wrigley's, and I'm not the only one. I mean, we have an aspartame information list on WNHO, and so many victims have written Wrigley's that they know about it. And then in 2004, because they refused to take it out, they were sued in California. And even though the people that sued them didn't have the power to get through with it, you know, they can never say that they did not know. And they turned right around and put aspartame in almost all their gums. Now, what has happened is that people who were chewing things like Juicy Fruit that had sugar in it, they'd been using it for years, so they didn't know to look on the label, and they went ahead and kept on using it, and all of a sudden got these reactions. One of them, a few weeks ago, had a grand mal seizure from it and almost died. And then we've got Chelsea, who's Mission Possible Washington State, or Beltone Mission Possible in Washington. And this is a woman who used it for 12 years, half her life. And she said, I think she had probably three-quarters of all the symptoms on the FDA report of 92 symptoms. And it was so bad that when she married, her illness, just from chewing one piece of sugar-free aspartame gum a day, caused so many illnesses, it was actually written into her wedding vows. And a couple of weeks off of it, all her symptoms disappeared. She had suffered for half of her lifetime, and she went on to become a Mission Possible operation to warn others.
Well, now, so, what happened when Wrigley's was sued in California? How were they able to beat the rap?
Money. You know, these bottomless checkbooks. Whatever happened, it didn't go through, but that was the reason that the suit was filed, is because, you know, it's one thing to be ignorant, but they've been told and told and told, and they just don't care.
Well, of course, I mean, did they buy off the lawyers, which is so often happens, or, you know, would they buy off the judge, or did it ever get before a jury? Because if it ever got before a jury and you presented all the...
They wouldn't have had a chance, you're right, but it was dismissed. So what went on with the people that sued them? And what Wrigley's did to get it dismissed, we'll probably never know. But the point of it is that Wrigley's has full knowledge, and that's why in one of the reports it says that. Let me see. I think I have it right here. That a public relations firm for Wrigley's, makers of extra sugar-free gum, could not immediately be gotten for comment. In other words, the only thing they can do is lie about it because they have full knowledge about it. And we had another man who picked up the same Juicy Fruit gum, thought there was sugar in it, and almost went off a cliff. And the second symptom on the FDA list is dizziness. And he got very, very dizzy. And not only that, he had been off of aspartame. He's one that almost died from it. In fact, they pulled the plug, and he woke up because he had been on in the hospital on the, for so long without it that he actually woke up when they thought that he was brain dead. And so he was chemically sensitive, like all aspartame victims, so when he got on that gum, he had an immediate reaction and almost went off a cliff. He's our Mission Possible North Dakota now. So you know, we keep having these cases constantly, and Wrigley's just went ahead and put it in almost all their gums, and they mix it with sucralose and which is Splenda, a chlorocarbon poison. They're just mixing poisons together, acesulfame, potassium, which cause cancer and leukemia in original studies. So, you know, and then it interacts with whatever else that, you know, if they may be on medication. And as you know, it interacts with toxins and vaccines. And So it's making some pretty people pretty sick. And there was even an expo here in Atlanta done by the TV station at the University of Georgia, and they interviewed a woman here who had never used aspartame. She was handed one piece of sugar-free gum and had a grand mal seizure. So the cases continually come in on this, and like I say, Abby was very fortunate to find out. And I want to tell you, she is a very, very courageous woman. She wants to get aspartame out of New Zealand. And we have some, Chris Wheeler, Mission Possible New Zealand, has been working to expose this in that country for years. He's absolutely wonderful. Dr. Monte, who wrote the journal article, Aspartame, Methanol, and the Public Health, lives in New Zealand. And there is a lady in Parliament who is trying to get these drinks out of high schools. And so this publicity now is making world news and is getting people to know about it. And we're hoping everybody's spitting out their gum. And, in fact, you know, I mentioned that today there is a safe sweetener, and it is approved in New Zealand and Australia, just like sugar, and they are going, you know, I asked him, I said, something's got to be done about this situation with Wrigley's. Is there any way that you can make it, a gum for people that has just like sugar in it? And in this case, this is one that Dr. Blaylock asked for an analysis on. It's just chicory and orange peel, and there's no additives in it. And it's the only one he endorses and writes about in his newsletter, blaylockreport.com. So anyway, they do have something that they can use, and we're making all kinds of efforts. In Australia, we have Dr. Sandra Cabot, who has an aspartame detoxification clinic there. She's Mission Possible Australia. We have other operations there, and she lectures all over the world on NutraSweet. So in those countries, we're hoping, thanks to this courageous woman, that there'll be a lot more help in these two countries to help get this poison out.
Well, I understand that there's been quite a movement in Australia as well to try to get it out.
Well, they've been working on it for years, and they've been trying to expose it. And I think we have, let me see, I think we must have three or four operations now in Australia. The point of it is fighting the manufacturer's power. And Dr. Roberts has written to the Australian Food Safety Department Authority, as well as New Zealand. At one time, they were both together for years and years. And, I mean, they know how deadly it is, but they back up the manufacturer. And they're just like the FDA. And so I've recently sent them a report, because they were also trying to take down the Ramazzini study, which is one of the most prestigious in the world, that was peer-reviewed by seven world experts and showed that it is a multi-potential carcinogen. And when the powers behind the aspartame manufacturers, you know, try to disprove it, and some of the things were just absolutely ridiculous. We even had to laugh about it. And then they said, well, maybe you gave them too much aspartame. Well, they just did another study using a small amount of aspartame, and this one was shown that even a small amount would cause cancer. They gave it to pregnant rats, and Dr. Siffredi says that their findings show that if, you know, a pregnant woman was using it and the baby survived, because, you know, it causes birth defects, you know, that person, if it survives, could grow up and have cancer. So, you know, now they're trying to fight that one. And, of course, Dr. Siffredi has just received an award that was only been given twice before in history. And but they're still trying to fight it. And it's just absolutely, you know, absurd, because, as I pointed out to the New Zealand Food Safety Authority, is that the FDA knew aspartame caused cancer a quarter of a century ago, and Dr. Adrian Gross, who was the FDA toxicologist on in Congress, told Congress that, first of all, that they should not have been able to even give an allowable daily dose, because it causes brain tumors, and they should have invoked the Delaney Amendment, which forbids putting anything in food you know will cause cancer. And he said, without a shadow of a doubt, that it causes brain cancer and brain tumors. And his last words to Congress were, and if the FDA violates its own law, who's left to protect the public? So it shows that it's in the record. And then the Jerome Bressler, who wrote the FDA audit that we have on doorway.com with 1-0, D-O-R-W-A-Y.com, the Bressler report, shows they were filtering out neoplasms. They were removing the, excising the brain tumors from the rats. And when they died in study, they were resurrected on paper. That's why they wanted them indicted.
And, of course, then we wonder why cancer is on the increase across America. We'll be right back with Betty Martini.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, and that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763. 866-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Milk is our carcinogen. It dramatically increases. It almost triples the incidence of prostate cancer. So today, almost one in three men has prostate cancer. When was the last time you heard that mentioned any place? And now here Betty is pointing out the carcinogenic effect of aspartame in animal studies. And, of course, the rules are if it produces cancer in animals, you can't put it in human food, and yet they're doing it. And then we see all the brain tumors in children, and everybody says, oh, isn't that terrible? Well, poor little Johnny, he's just going to be a turnip or a vegetable, but it doesn't have to happen. When are the American people going to get onto Betty's webpage and doorway.com, DORWAY.com, and read all of the material that's up there, the scientific studies, going back to the 1960s that showed that they knew the deleterious effects, carcinogenic effects, the effects as far as the fertility was concerned, the effects as far as the mind were concerned. They've known all of these things all along. So why are they putting poisons in our food? Because there are people who hate America, in my estimation. I mean, people say it's all for profit, and some of it may be. But there are other people who know exactly what they're doing. And until you understand that, and you join with Betty and help get this information out, they're going to continue poisoning the American people, and that's exactly what it is, isn't it, Betty?
Yes, and I'll tell you something really bothers me, Dr. Stan. You know, they're testing youngsters for mental disease. And, you know, Feingold, in fact, had said that the terms ADD and ADHD were not even used until the early 1980s when aspartame was approved. In fact, I'm going to be lecturing in Las Vegas, September the 14th. They have a seminar there called What's Causing My Symptoms on this bipolar and mood swings and ADD. And I was talking to Dr. Ralph Walton, you know, who is a psychiatrist and aspartame expert, and he's done a study on aspartame, and he did the peer-reviewed studies and funding for 60 Minutes. And I was also discussing, you know, Abby's case, and he says, you know, that what they're doing is they're labeling people with these diseases like bipolar, and they keep them on this medication when you've got to first ask them if they're on aspartame and get them off. And like Abby, they're probably, you know, going to completely disappear. But in many cases, they will keep them not only on the medication, you know, but with that label of bipolar and these other mental illnesses. And I've heard Dr. Blaylock and Dr. Roberts say that a lot of people today in mental hospitals are simply aspartame victims. And Abby would have gone on with these symptoms, you know, had she not found out that it was aspartame. And it's a big thing. I feel so sorry for these little children and that are going through all this, because it causes behavioral problems and these type of psychiatric problems. And of course, the other big news that is that Food Standards has sponsored a study in the UK that shows additives cause behavioral problems, and the large food chains like Mark and Spencer and Sainsbury are removing aspartame out of all their personal products already. Shows you the difference between the UK and America.
Well, no, I got a call
today.
They know
it here and they're doing nothing.
I got a call today from a plastic surgeon in Southern California who was telling me that they've come up with a couple of products, and he named them, and they're phenylalanine, and apparently what they're doing is just sprinkling them on the food of children because it's sweet. Oh. Phenylalanine is sweet, and he said somebody had to look into that, and I said, phenylalanine, you know, this is a toxic substance. Why are they using it as sprinkling like salt onto the children's food to make it sweeter? I mean, this is create many of the problems that aspartame will.
Yes, Dr. Roberts even has that in his books. He said whether you have phenylalanine in supplements or anything that, you know, that it's going to cause the very same problems. The thing about aspartame is that it's 50% of the molecule, and as Dr. Waldman mentioned in Congress, there's no other product like this. But, for instance, some years ago, somebody handed me something they said was an herb, and it turned out to be phenylalanine, and I didn't even read the bottle, and it caused hallucinations, which is another thing that it causes in
aspartame. We'll be right back here in just a moment here.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645. We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, this is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central. Also, be sure to visit our Tuesday guest host, Dr. Carl Sanders' website, trumpetmen.org.
Well, I just stand back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and with me, I guess, is Betty Martini. Betty, would you like to get your website out there?
Okay, we have www.wnho.net and www.dorway.com, and then www.mpwhi.com. That's my personal website, Mission Possible World Health International. And the other one that people need to see is the Aspartame Toxicity Center, which is www.holisticmed.com/aspartame.
Well, I think you need to know they're poisoning your children, and they know what they're doing. I mean, a lot of the people just want to keep their jobs and be quiet. And you've actually had people who work for the FDA and other government agencies come to you and tell you that, haven't they, that they just don't dare speak out?
Oh yes, some of the statements have been really comical. I know a child had a seizure on these Listerman strips, again buccal, and she called just raising Cane with the FDA, and the FDA said, "Well, listen, we told everybody that aspartame causes seizures, and they should have listened to us." And then, of course, I met one at an expo, and he said, you know, we revoked the petition. We tried to indict the people. We did everything to keep it off the market. Your argument was with Don Rumsfeld, you know, who got it marketed when we said no. And now there's a book out about him called Rumsfeld's Legacy that has a chapter on aspartame that tells how he did it, and of course it's in the movie Sweet Misery of Poison World, which you market.
Sure.
So you know, that tells the story of how they put a poison on the market. And incidentally, if there are other some of your listeners who've had these reactions to gum, now we're taking these cases that we'd like to send to Abby and to the people that are working so hard in New Zealand, and they can email me at Betty, B-E-T-T-Y, M-1-9, at mindspring.com, mindspring.com.
All right, fine. Well, my telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Maybe you don't believe that they would poison the American people. Maybe you think this is just all hysteria. Maybe you think that aspartame is perfectly safe. But have you read the scientific studies? And, of course, the government agents have read them. But, you know, there are certain people there who have a different worldview. And until you recognize that fact, nothing going on today really makes sense. Once you understand that, then you understand why the people from the CDC and from the FDA and from these other government agencies are going right along with this. And I mean, there were lots of them there who knew exactly what the problem was. They, what was it, almost 15 years that they worked to keep this off the market?
Yes. And let's see, they revoked the petition in 1980, and actually they only had 30 days for the FDA commissioner to change anything about it. And of course, that's when Rumsfeld went to Washington. He was on Reagan's transition team, and the day after Reagan took office, he appointed Dr. Hayes to overrule the board. And the most, it just absolutely, you know, borders on the twilight zone that this would happen, but that President Reagan actually wrote an executive order making the FDA powerless to do anything about it until he could get Hayes there, because it normally takes about 30 days to get them there to the FDA. And I tell you, an interesting comment someone sent me from an Atlanta Journal-Constitution where I lived, an article where they were talking to Reagan many years ago and asked him about aspartame, and he says, "No, I don't use it anymore. We don't know what's in this stuff." So when all these congressional hearings went on, evidently Reagan knew then, and he didn't use it, so it wasn't safe enough for the President of the United States to use it, but he is responsible for helping Rumsfeld. That's very interesting. A little bit of trivia.
He wouldn't take it himself, but he'd give it to your kids.
Yeah.
That's what's so irresponsible.
Yeah. Quite a statement, and that actually was in an old article in the New York Times as well. So Reagan himself stopped using it.
I wonder if they might have been a little jelly bellies that he was so fond of. Something, anyway, precipitated his Parkinson's disease, and what a terrible way to die. But
yeah, Alzheimer's, and, well, you know, he used so much aspartame, and now there's a study in Greece that shows that it does cause Alzheimer's, and we have that on WNHO.net.
Well, you know, there's been such an explosion in the incidence of Alzheimer's disease. It's rising so rapidly here in the United States, not only Alzheimer's disease, but early onset Alzheimer's disease. I mean, it used to be that only about 2% of Alzheimer's disease came on before the age of 60, and now it's about 10%. So, I mean, it's getting into the younger and younger age group, and we're not really sure why that is.
I know. During the time I lectured for the World Environmental Congress, I remember that a lady by the name of Susan, who was in a, worked in a hospice as a nurse, called me. She says, we got 30-year-olds that are coming in here with Alzheimer's, and we need to know why. And, of course, Dr. Roberts wrote a book, Defense Against Alzheimer's Disease, and explained about these young people getting it. And, you know, this is the reason.
Why does he think that the younger people are getting the Alzheimer's disease? How does the aspartame impact on the brain? Does it ever play any part in these plaques they talk about?
Well, on the FDA list of 92 symptoms, it's so, a memory loss is so common that it's number 9 of 92 symptoms. And in that book, he says that aspartame is escalating in it. And I know that Dr. Bowen said that, you know, that everything needed for Alzheimer's disease, as far as the components, are in aspartame. And I think that paper is on WNHO. So there's several reasons for it. You know, you're talking about aspartic acid, an excitotoxin that seeps into the brain in the areas where MS and Parkinson's and Lou Gehrig's, you know, are most prominent. And Dr. Bowen wrote a report about that, too. And so that you're talking about that, too. You're talking about changing brain chemistry. And so many of these victims, you know, they say they forget to pick up their children. And they, you know, that they've lost their memory so much they can't drive anymore. And the article, the journal, actually it's a study in Greece, you know, explains about the fact that that people lose their memory, and Dr. Roberts wrote a little amendment to it, you know, that the bottom line is that aspartame triggers Alzheimer's.
I see. Well, have they ever done a double-blind study where one group took the aspartame, the other didn't, or is this just some more or less empiric?
Well, we had an informant. Now, understand, this is just an informant who works for Pepsi that made the comment that the National Soft Drink Association had done a 10-year study that had showed Alzheimer's and blindness and birth defects, which we knew. And an interesting little bit of trivia on that is I ran into somebody from them. They're now American Beverage. And I told them, I said, an informant has already told us about this. She didn't say those studies weren't done. She said, there's no way that you could have a copy of those studies. And she got so excited she had to have a glass of water and somebody help her to the car. So she was, so, you know, we kind of feel like those studies were done.
Well, now, of course, if they were done, you know.
They were not published.
What about the American Soft Drink Organization then begin taking the aspartame out of the soft drinks?
Are you kidding? You know, the interesting thing is that in the congressional record, you'll find that on WNHO.net, is their protest for they didn't want to put aspartame in there. And the reason that it, and they were talking about, you know, the fact that it breaks down in heat, you know, like in places like Arizona, it would be deadly. And also that it's adulterated, which is against the law. And the reason it was put in the congressional record is they turned right around and lobbied for NutraSweet. Now, why did they do that? What influence caused it? You know, we don't know. But it's in the congressional record, so nobody can say that they did not know what aspartame would cause.
Now, what was this? How long ago was it?
They wrote that in 1983, and it's in the May 1985 congressional record that we have on file. It was it's 6 pages. It's that long in the congressional record, and there were 2 others. There was one in August of 1985 when Dr. Adrian Gross testified, and then there was another congressional hearing in 1987, and that's when the other FDA toxicologist, Dr. Jacqueline Barrett, testified. You know, you hear the manufacturers say that we had 200 studies, the most tested product in history. Well, what Dr. Barrett, who was on site, said is that all those studies were built on a foundation of sand and should have been thrown out. So you could understand Dr. Roberts' chapter in one of his books titled The Myth of the Most Tested Product in History.
Well, I think you have to understand what's really at stake here. The ability to poison the entire American people with these products. And the average American has no idea about it because of the degree of control that exists over the media. The media is controlled, and the media is not going to tell the American people the truth. That is the tragedy. And when people begin to learn about these things, to begin, you know, looking at the packaging and just say, I'm not going to buy that. And you always ought to make a big issue out of that when you're standing at the checkout counter, you know, at the store. You're not going to buy that with a poison in it, are you? Don't you know about aspartame? Haven't you read about aspartame? Well, I suppose you wouldn't because the media is controlled, but they're poisoning the American people. Well, you'll see everybody down the line and the adjacent checkout stands, their ears will prick up, and that's how we're going to get the information out.
Well, I want you to know that on Doorway, there is a paper by Dr. James Bowen, and it's titled Labeling. You just scroll down to Experts, and here is a letter that was written 20 years ago to the FDA by Dr. Bowen saying this is mass poisoning of the American public in more than 70-plus countries of the world. And what happened was the FDA sent out an agent to Dr. Bowen and was very upset that he wrote the letter, and Dr. Bowen handed over 29 more cases of aspartame disease, and they were very reluctant to take them. So here, prior to approval, they did everything in the world to prevent it from getting on the market. And once that it was approved, you know, they were actually, you know, had was on the side of the manufacturer and were doing everything to prevent these type of letters that Dr. Bowen sent. That, and he said every metabolite in aspartame is poisonous. It's an incredible letter, and he said everybody involved should be criminally prosecuted.
And when was that letter written?
That letter was written 20 years ago to the FDA.
That would be, what, about 1987?
Well, it was earlier than that. You know, it was probably around 1984 or 1985. But Dr. Bowen himself was drinking diet Kool-Aid because he was working in the desert. And he has Lou Gehrig's disease because of it. And they actually thought, you know, he was slurring his words. They didn't know if he was on drugs or whether he was on alcohol. And he was actually put in a mental hospital. And, of course, went to the mental hospital. You know, he's like Abby. He was no longer fed Diet Kool-Aid. He wasn't getting aspartame. And all of his symptoms disappeared. Now,
well,
it did damage him.
And basically then he got out, and did his Lou Gehrig like symptoms disappear pretty well?
Well, first of all, the thing that he did when he got out was got in touch with the FDA, and he had at that time some studies that some mole in the FDA provided him that had never been seen. I mean, his story is incredible. So usually if you would have Lou Gehrig's disease, you wouldn't be around 20
sure.
years later.
Yeah.
But he has maintained those type of symptoms, but because he's off of aspartame and he knows how to handle it, he was drinking such large quantities that it did some damage to him. But, you know, he is, you know, extremely better today, but he is chemically hypersensitive. And I had dinner with him in Oregon. He saved my brother's life there. My brother was a Green Beret, and he got Agent Orange, and he survived that, but he got addicted to aspartame and couldn't get off of it, and was in the VA hospital, and I was told he was going to die, and Dr. Bowen went over there and told him it's aspartame, get him off of it, and of course, you know, his symptoms stopped, you know, he was instrumental in helping him. I had dinner with him. He is so chemically hypersensitive that I forgot and wore perfume and got him ill. So he still is chemically hypersensitive today, as most aspartame victims are. But, you know, all these very serious symptoms he had, you know, have disappeared. He knows how to handle it, and he's devoted his life to warning the world off of it so that what happened to him you know, won't happen to anybody else. I've never seen anybody as persecuted as Dr. Bowen because he would not shut up. I mean, he continually, everywhere he went, told people that he had seen those studies and what it had done to him.
Well, did he have those studies? Did they ever get published, or they were just suppressed?
One of his attorneys had them, and I think they disappeared, but he remembers everything about them, and he's written about them, and we do have those reports on WNHO. I mean, you can do a find for his reports, and he mentions them, especially in the case of the brain tumors.
Well, you know, really, that's why we need the Internet. Sydney, back in 1953, something called the Fitzgerald Report was published in the Congressional Record, and it talked about the suppression of effective treatments for cancer. Now, some fellow sent me $50 about 6 months ago, 8 months ago, told me he wanted to get a copy of the Fitzgerald Report. He couldn't get one any place. He couldn't even get it from his own library out of the Congressional Record. And we tried to track that thing down. We were eventually able to get a report, and we put it in my January newsletter. It's posted there, the Fitzgerald Report, talking about the effective treatments for cancer. Well, this is, what, 1953? That's, 54 years ago. How many millions of people have died unnecessarily in America since then?
Well, I can add to that. I'll tell you, because I used a formula. It was an herbal formula that cured me of it, and the FDA found out about it. And they actually sent the forestry to spray where the herbs grew that cured cancer, and one of the men from the forestry said the FDA made us do it.
Amen to that. We're going to be back here in just a moment. Welcome your calls at 1-800-259-5791.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Lawns, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
This is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills, overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and wanting to remind you that Radio Divinity is primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there across America listening to us, we hope many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and helping us. Now we do have 2 4-tape sets on aspartame. We carry actually 2 videos. One is Sweet Misery and the other is Sweet Remedy. We carry, of course, Dr. Blaylock's book on aspartame, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. We have 2 of Dr. Roberts' books, and one of them is a great big thick book, must be 800 pages or more, like an encyclopedia. Everything you need to know about how they're poisoning the American people. And I can assure you, we've gone through this. I'm firmly convinced that this is absolutely right. The websites are there. You need to understand that they're poisoning your children. They know exactly what they're doing, but they don't want you to know. Do you know a better way to destroy a great nation than to poison the people? Now, if you doubt that they have an agenda, of course, you need to get my talk. None Dare Call It Genocide. None Dare Call It Genocide. Or, if you want a more elaborate talk, a little much, much longer, it's called Planned Population Reduction. That's Planned Population Reduction. We have a video called Population Control. We have a 4-tape set called Population Control. We have a monograph. It's available on my website called The Population Control Agenda Monograph. And it's available there for nothing. Or, of course, if you get any of the other items, it'll be available. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know how they're using mercury to destroy the minds of our children and poison fertility throughout the world, why, the best source of information is by Dr. Ayoub. It's entitled, it's a DVD or VHS called Mercury, Autism, and the Global Population Agenda. Mercury, Autism, and the Global Population Agenda. Why would it be that the people who are in favor of population control want to give vaccinations to all those little black children and brown children throughout the world? Why would you want to save the lives of children when you really want to kill them off because you believe in population control? Well, you'll know when you see this DVD. And then, of course, we have so much other information on that subject. My talk on the hidden agenda, going into water fluoridation, and then the syllabus that goes with that has all of the information that you need to know at your fingertips to show to your doctor, to show to others, and we're very, very proud of that syllabus. The hidden agenda, a syllabus, the DVD and or the video, and of course you'll get a reduced price if you get them both together. Understand that there are people who look at the world through the same eyes again. But go to my website at RadioLiberty.com and pull down the Population Control Agenda monograph. You can get it for nothing. Or get this other information and copy it and help us get it out across America. I mean, most people are concerned about what's going on over in Iraq, where we've lost about 3,500 men, and maybe 3 or 4 times that many have been casualties and be permanently maimed. But we're talking about destroying the minds of 1 in 6 American children. In fact, probably every child in America has been damaged by aspartame, mercury, or fluoride. They know what they're doing. That's why our kids, when they graduate from high school and they're tested, can't compete with kids anywhere else in the world. Do you know a better way to destroy a great nation? I think they're doing a great job. What do you think? We'll be back here in just a moment with Betty Martini here at Genesis.
Black Mercury purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello? Hello?
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Hello? Oh, well, this is Dr. Stan here at the Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. And, of course, Betty Martini, are you there? Betty, I'm going to ask if you'll hang up, because we'll call you directly from our studio, because we're going to produce the second hour. So, Betty, will you hang up, and we'll get you on the line here, and we'll go ahead and do the second hour. Anyway, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming here from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And the views, I want you to know, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of our guests. And today our guest is Betty Martini, and I'm going to ask Betty if she's listening to hang up so that we can actually call her from our studio here. So then, of course, we'll connect up, and we're going to be talking this next hour about aspartame poisoning. Our telephone number, if you'd like to give us a call, 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And Betty, if you're listening to the program, please hang up and we'll call you from here. But we used to have a little mnemonic that we used with aspartame. And A for aspartame was basically for adipose tissue. That's a medical term for fat. And you hear so much about how so many of our children are fat. Oh, isn't it terrible? Look how fat the children are. It must be the trans fats. It must be the Colonel Sanders' fault. It must be McDonald's' fault. It must be Burger King's fault. And they never mentioned that every animal, of course, that is fed aspartame gets pathological obesity, and you can't get the fat off of you. They know exactly what they're doing, and unfortunately, most of people do not know. Hi, Betty. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan.
Okay, fine. Well, we were just talking about the various things that aspartame will do. So, A for the adiposity or the adipose tissue or the fat tissue. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the artificial fatness? My understanding is that if you want to fat up an animal for slaughter, why, of course, you give it aspartame. Is that really true?
Yes, that's actually true. Just like you can give them MSG, both of them causing obesity, and you know, I feel like aspartame, and many of the doctors do, has caused this incredible epidemic of obesity. And there's even a study on it. Sharon Fowler did about a year or so ago, which is an 8-year epidemiological study on 8 years worth of data, showing that linking diet drinks to obesity. which I thought was very interesting. And, of course, in the congressional record, and I think that's the one that we have on WNHO.net, there is Dr. Wortman's affidavit in the protest of the National Soft Drink Association, where he mentions that aspartame makes you crave carbohydrates so you gain weight, and that whereas they call it a diet product, it's just the opposite. That's actually in the congressional record. And then as far as the adipose tissue, you remember that they did the Trocco study, and in fact, I visited the researcher in November in Barcelona, and what it showed is that the formaldehyde converted from the free methyl alcohol accumulates in the cells and embalms living tissue. And whereas most of the toxicity was in the liver, there was substantial amounts in the adipose tissue.
Hold on, I thought we were going to be right back in just a moment here.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, host of the NutraMedical Report, Monday to Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, Sundays 8 to 10 p.m. on GCN. You can call at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. You'll hear the latest in natural healing anti-aging solutions, stem cell research, depleted uranium recovery, vaccine dangers, GMO frankenfoods, heart disease and cancer recovery, H5N1 flu and the civil defense from chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons, global warming and globalist plans of the New World Disorder. Talking with top experts and authors. Log on to NutriMedical, that's N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, or call 888-212-8871 to order the best nutritional supplements from Dr. Bill's companies, or select a nutraceutical needs consult. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, with an I, medical.com. Listen in Stream 4 and 2 on GCN Live, K-Band Satellite, Monday to Friday, shortwave, Sunday evening, 5.050, 8 to 10 p.m.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we were just talking with Benny Martini, and we were simply quoting from the four tape set we have called The New Order of the Barbarians, where Dr. Dunnigan, who attended a meeting back in 1969, where Dr. Richard Dame, the former medical director of Planned Parenthood, had addressed a group of young doctors in 1969, talking about how there were too many people in the world. How they were going to have to do something to get rid of all these people in the world, and how effective cancer was in killing off large numbers of people. And he said, you know, people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. There are treatments for cancer, and we're going to keep them locked up and the basement of the Rockefeller Center, the Rockefeller Foundation. And so today, really, of course, the survival rate for most cancers is a little better than it was. It's certainly better in leukemia and the lymphomas, but we're getting so many more of them than we ever had before. And people shrug and say, gee, why is this happening? And yet, of course, as Betty was saying, scientific studies have shown the carcinogenic effect of aspartame, and yet 70% of the American people use it. And everything is done by coordinated effort of the controlled media to keep the American people from knowing the truth. Now, if you're sitting out there in the audience and you think this is crazy talk, you go to the websites. Oh, you can get the material from us, but you can go to the websites, doorway.com. Betty, get all those websites where people can get the information and, of course, begin to research this on their own and find why their friends and relatives and the Kirsch family are developing the cancers. And then maybe they'll begin to ask, and why is it that we're never hearing about these things? Go ahead, Betty.
Okay. Those cancer studies are on www.wnho.net, and then we have www.dorway.com, and then we have www.mpwhi.com, and then there is the Aspartame Toxicity Center, which is www.holisticmed.com/aspartame. And Stan, since we're on another network now, I didn't know whether they needed to know about the Abby story on here and the world news, because I'd like to give my email address for those that have had reactions to chewing gum, which is Betty, B-E-T-T-Y, M-1-9 at mindspring.com.
Give that email one more time.
Betty M19 at Mindspring, MindSpring.com. And, of course, this is about Abby Cormack, who is making world news from New Zealand over the fact she was poisoned by Wrigley's aspartame gum.
And, of course, she was a very well-known actress over there, wasn't she?
She is an actress. I haven't known her too long since this, and I know she was in the soaps over there. But she is a beautiful, lovely lady with so much courage that she's working to get it out of New Zealand, and she's not going to stop. She just suffered so many of the psychological and psychiatric problems. She was about to be labeled bipolar and put on Prozac, and of course, got on Doorway and got off, and immediately her reactions disappeared. But she suffered and thought she was dying, and she has told me that she is not going to stop until every last speck of aspartame is all out of the country of New Zealand.
And the first thing is, because we wonder how many people are in psychiatric hospitals and how many people are labeled as psychiatric problems because they chew the Wrigley's spearing gum that is laden with aspartame. Now, they used to put sugar in it. They were far better off with sugar than they are with the aspartame, because sugar may give you cavities and may give you some, you know, a Russian sugar is not good for you, but aspartame is a frank poison, and they know it's a poison.
Yeah, and there's several reasons here. You know, there is a study that was done in Norway showing that calcium binds to aspartame. One of the problems that so many people have, they're losing their teeth because of aspartame. That's one of the problems. And, of course, the problem with chewing gum. And I know that I've written at least 20 letters to Wrigley's over the years as people had terrible reactions, is because of the fact that it's buccal. It works like nitroglycerin under the tongue, goes through saliva straight to the brain, and people are having such things as grand mal seizures. And in one case, one lady in Washington State, you know, had three-quarters of the symptoms on the FDA report of 92 symptoms from one stick of aspartame gum per day.
Well, I think, you know, what they really should be doing is reporting these to the FDA, so they would go into these, into the VAERS data, the, you know, this reports that they have for adverse effects from products of any sort. They could, all these people could write into the FDA, and they would have to begin to tabulate this. And then, of course, certainly the people who are using this, whether it be Wrigley's or is Smucker still using it in their products?
You know what? I couldn't wait till Smucker's took out aspartame and they turned right around and put sucralose in there and, Splenda's a chlorocarbon poison, and I've got to write them again because people were having so many reactions, you know, from Smucker's products.
Were they having, yeah. They had the aspartame there, or now they have the new products
in it? Now the last I saw in it, it had sucralose in it. And as to the FDA, there is a MedWatch form. You can click onto it from doorway or go to the FDA site, and then it has to be on the record. But the FDA, you know, we've sent them thousands of records. They don't count them. And during congressional hearings, it was admitted, this was in the May 1985 congressional hearing, that the FDA was so flooded with aspartame complaints that they were referring them to the AIDS hotline. That's in the congressional record that we have on WNHO.
What did you tell our listeners, because certainly we have a new audience here, of the various effects? What does aspartame affect? What organs of the body are affected, and how does it affect them?
It ravages every organ in the body. And I was so happy today to read one of the cases on our aspartame information list, which you can subscribe to on WNHO, of a woman who they thought had MS and had optic neuritis and got off aspartame, now has her sight returned. And in 1986, the Community Nutrition Institute petitioned the FDA to ban aspartame because so many people were going blind from the 3-methyl alcohol and having so many seizures. They took that to the Supreme Court, and the FDA just flatly refused. But that is...
That means the FDA flatly refused what?
To recall aspartame at that time.
But everybody knows that methyl alcohol will produce blindness. Now, there's ethyl alcohol, which is, of course, what's in wine or in spirits, and then there's methyl alcohol. And, of course, aspartame breaks down into one of the byproducts of breakdown is phenylalanine, and another is methyl alcohol.
Right, and then the whole molecule breaks down to that ketoacyl-cyperazine, a brain tumor agent.
Right.
I mean, it just gets worse and worse. I mean,
They know the relationship between aspartame and brain tumors. Why is the rate is skyrocketing? And yet, of course, the doctors don't know because, of course, the medical societies won't tell them. Because, of course, the medical societies are in the pocket of these people. And the people get to be very high positions in the medical societies, not to reveal the problems, but to conceal the problems from your doctor. And so if you're out there in the audience, you've got to find out if this is true. And if it's true, get to your doctor. And he would save so much suffering by just getting people off of aspartame or aspartame gum. Or now, of course, the reason I'd call Betty today is a friend of mine, a plastic surgeon in Southern California, had called and said that he was concerned because there's some new material that they're sprinkling onto the food of infants and children. It's a phenylalanine product, and the children love it because it's sweet. What is phenylalanine, and why should people be concerned about the fact that they're adding this to our children's food as a sweetener?
Okay, well, first of all, phenylalanine, of course, is an amino acid. And, you know, the way God makes it is, you know, when you have 20 amino acids and they are in balance, they are okay. But when you isolate certain amino acids, it's just certain ones that you can't, like aspartic acid and excitotoxin and phenylalanine, which as an isolate is a neurotoxin and floods the brain, lowers the seizure threshold, and depletes serotonin, causing all kinds of psychiatric and behavioral problems, and then interacting with all antidepressants or all drugs for that matter. And aspartame actually is a psycho drug. And so you've got, you know, this is like Abby when she was chewing her gum. And
that's the actress over there in New Zealand you were
right.
talking about.
And her physician, who was very interested, incidentally, he's an American physician, was a about to label her as bipolar and put her on Prozac when she got on the website. And she was having panic attacks. It causes insomnia and just all kinds of these symptoms. And as soon as she got off the aspartame gum, they just stopped. And as Dr. Walton, who is a psychiatrist, said, you know, they label people with these things. And Dr. Roberts and Blaylock have said, you know, all these people in mental hospitals that are nothing but aspartame victims. And they should always ask someone, are you on aspartame? And that's the first thing that they should do, is get them off of it. And they should not be continued on drugs when they no longer have symptoms.
And, of course, the thing is, all of these things are known. They were in the scientific literature. Well, that great American patriot, that paragon of virtue, Donald Rumsfeld, got this actually released after the FDA had been fighting it for over 15 years, trying to keep it off the market. And Donald Rumsfeld made millions of dollars because his company was pushing that. It's like he's made millions of dollars off of Tamiflu.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
David J. Smith, did you know that a plan was laid down in the 1870s to conquer the world for world government that has not been deviated from since its inception? These conspirators said that they must have many revolutionary wars and three world wars. Have we witnessed these wars of liberation since the 1920s and then World War I and World War II? The Illuminati, who are worshippers of Lucifer, are now preparing for the final conflict, the Third World War, to produce their one world government. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming about by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to request your subscription. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calvin Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calvin Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Betty Martini, and she's just been listing some of the various symptoms of aspartame toxicity according to the FDA. Now, the FDA put this out some time ago on their own letterhead, and now they're denying that they ever published the list. But where can people get the list on the FDA's letterhead, Betty?
On WNHO.net, and we have scanned in several of them that I got over the years with Freedom of Information, so you will see them all.
All right, fine. WNHO.net, and you can get this information, and really it's just about every symptom, every organ system in the body is affected by this deadly poison. I mean, methyl alcohol, and that's the breakdown product of this, is a deadly poison. It'll make you go blind. And of course, they give it to diabetics, and yet it produces diabetes. It makes diabetes worse.
Well,
and,
go ahead. I'd like to discuss diabetes, but just before you were talking about Lou Gehrig's and studies, it might be of interest to know that the government themselves did a study having to do with Desert Storm illness. You remember that they sent over diet drinks to the Persian Gulf, and they didn't allow sugar. And, of course, they break down at 86 degrees. They were piled up on pallets, and they were drinking these all day, and it was warm. It was interesting that I believe it was 60 Minutes, they were saying they didn't know what Desert Storm illness was, and that and why they had a burning tongue. And, of course, Dr. Bowens wrote a whole paper on aspartame and the burning tongue. But the symptoms that for Desert Storm illness are identical to the ones on the FDA report. And I did write to the government. I just told them, I said, it causes MS, it causes Lou Gehrig's. So what they did is they stopped the payments to the troops, and then they did their own study on Desert Storm illness, and guess what they came up with? Lou Gehrig's. And we have that information from that study on WNHO, and it's titled, you click on aspartame, it's titled The Case for Aspartame Being Lou Gehrig's Desert Storm Illness. But
now basically what happens is above 86 degrees, of course, the aspartame will tend to break down. Of course, there it is, and all the diet drinks and pallets sitting out there, and the temperature is 110, 120 degrees. So the guys are picking it up, and they're drinking it. And what are they drinking? They're drinking wood alcohol, methyl alcohol. And they're drinking phenylalanine because it's already broken down from the aspartame. So, one of the toxic effects, another one of many toxic things that so many of our troops had over there. And over a third of them, came back or seriously ill and had permanent disability. Over almost 80,000 of these young men, of the 697,000 we sent over, are dead. And if you doubt that, we have the Veterans Administration figures. If you'd like them, you can call us at 1-800-544-8927 and request them. You need to understand that they poisoned our soldiers. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And, of course, if you think that this is accidental, you need to read National Security Study Memorandum 200. That's NSSM 200. You can type that in Google, or you can put down National Security Study Memorandum 200, and you can pull it down and off the internet, or you can purchase it from Radio Liberty. Understand that the major thrust of American foreign and domestic policy is there are too many people in the world. too many people out there, and something's going to have to be done. And the major thrust of American foreign policy and a large part of the American domestic policy is population control. That's why you will never hear the things you're hearing today. You'll never hear that if you drink milk as an adult, your incidence of prostate cancer goes up almost 3 times, not 30%, but 3 times, and some of the other things that you're never going to hear about through regular channels. Fortunately, we do have the internet, and you can Google in the question of the relationship between prostatic cancer and drinking milk, and you can get the information that Betty's talking about on the relationship between cancer and aspartame. All the scientific studies are there. They know that. The question is, why don't they tell the American public? Why doesn't Brian Williams? Why doesn't Rush Limbaugh? Why doesn't Sean Hannity tell them? Is it they don't know? Well, maybe they don't. Then you should tell them.
Listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet, and we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the 2-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle with a Nutri-Medical Report here on Genesis after Alex Jones 2 to 4 Monday to Friday. Develop the first line of defense kit to block pathogenic infective organisms to give you day-to-day protection as well as infection protection against biological and chemical weapons. Defense tabs block virus and bacterial entry into your tissues. Immunity blocks the tissues by improving your host defenses by increasing your enzyme activity by putting the minerals back into your enzymes and your cells to rejuvenate cellular function. The 3M masks are the best masks in the world at 99.67% of smoke and nanoparticles. All viruses and bacteria are blocked. Defense wipes will kill all the pathogenic viruses and bacteria on contact and are safe for you and your loved ones. So get a first line of defense kit and protect yourself from daily pathogens and from civil defense from biological, chemical, and toxic weapons. Call us at 888-212-8871 or order securely at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call us at 888-212-8871. Stay well and protect your loved ones today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and of course, you certainly would want to go to Betty Martini's website. That's doorway.com. Is that doorway.com?
Yes.
And is it WNHO.org or .com?
.net.
.net, okay.
And MPWHI. .com. That's Mission Possible World Health International.
All right. And, of course, do you have an email that you'd like to get out for our listeners?
Okay, that's Betty, BETTYM19@mindspring.com. And all people who've been chewing Wrigley's gum with aspartame, you know, if you, you know, if it's giving you the symptoms, I would very much like to collect all these cases because New Zealand right now needs as much help as they can.
And because there are people over there trying to get this outlawed in New Zealand like it should be, like they tried to get outlawed in New Mexico, and they must have spent an awful lot of money to buy off all those legislators down there so that they wouldn't vote in favor of outlawing that, because we just one state would outlaw aspartame, why the others wouldn't be too far behind.
I know, and there is also a man in Hawaii who has gotten a senator there to sponsor a bill to ban it out of Hawaii in the January legislature, and of course it's not over in New Mexico. As you know, I testified before the Senate and the House, and I mean, this will continue. The place was crawling with lobbyists like magnets. We have the article of what went on in New Mexico, which is on WNHO.net, if anyone wants to read it. But around the world, people are trying to get it out, and it's a fight against the, you know, the aspartame industry, which has bottomless checkbooks.
And they've got billions of dollars that they're willing to spend to continue their poisoning of the American people. Well, our telephone number and people, of course, throughout the world, because there really are too many people, aren't there? And they might as well die of something. They might as well die of cancer. So we're going to put out a carcinogen, a known carcinogen, and then we're going to say, oh, shucks, everybody's getting cancer these days, but we have no idea why it's happening. Here, have another Diet Coke. our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. And we'd like to know what you think. Could it really be possible that the government, you know, has been forced, you know, because of political pressure on the FDA, and then once, of course, the political pressure was applied, FDA officials, if they wanted to keep their jobs, learned that they better keep their mouths shut, and that for 27 years, since 1980, they've been poisoning us with a known carcinogen that produces pathological obesity, diabetes, endocrine dysfunction, decreases fertility, you know, and of course, have you ever wondered why so many men have erectile dysfunction today? I mean, I was used to see this. Why are we having so many increases in the incidence of heart disease? Why do we have a higher fetal mortality than other developed countries? Why are so many of our people dying off earlier than they have before? And as far as longevity, we don't compare with a lot of the other countries, and yet we spend more on our health care than any other country in the world. But, of course, our longevity statistics don't parallel theirs. Well, let's go to Chris, who's calling in from Kentucky. Hi, Chris. Did you have a question or comment?
Yes, first of all, I want to thank you for Betty Martini for her work. I resigned from the public school system. I was in the food service for school lunch programs, and I have seen so many labels that I have read containing aspartame, and all, even in the sugar-free drinks, when they say, well, this is better than sugar. This is not being taught or told to anybody, to parents in the school system, in the nation. This is saddening. And I also want to recommend a great DVD called Sweet Misery, A Poisoned World.
And we actually carry that. That's put out by a good friend of ours.
And I would like...
Go ahead, Betty.
I would like for him to email me, and because of this statement, and there is... and incidentally, I'm in Sweet Misery, and so I know about it. And there is a new documentary being made, and I'd like his statement. He might like to talk to people making the documentary. And my email is bettym19@manspring.com, or you can call me at 770-242-2599. But I would love to talk to you about your comments.
And, of course, basically, Sweet of Misery was the first one. Sweet Remedy is the second one in that series. And I happen to like Sweet Remedy better. But they're both excellent, but they're both put out by the same woman. But Sweet Misery, it was her first try. Sweet Remedy is the second one. And but they're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We have two 4-tape sets on this. We have a number of books. Chris, but I know you know all of these things. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Yeah, I just want to say to any of the parents that are listening that do have kids that go to the public schools, let your kids know to check those labels of any soft drink that they may purchase and take it home to their parents and read those labels. If it has aspartame in it, go to websites and get the information on it. You're destroying your kids with these food programs in the public schools.
Amen to that. And the trouble is somebody knows those things, but they sure don't want the public to know what they're doing to our children.
Hey, what he would like to have on WNHO.net, we have the report for schools where I've had all the world experts write new articles on how aspartame destroys the brains of our children. It's about 42 pages of articles that you can just click and send to the Board of Education. There is another another video or documentary coming out about the schools that I would also like to talk to you about. And I also, as you may know, they are trying to put only diet drinks in high schools now. And one of the schools in the UK, in Yorkshire, has already done that. One of the worst cases I've ever seen is a youngster who went from regular Coke to Diet Coke. And they had detectives down there. They thought he was on crystal meth. And he was slurring his words. They wanted to know who his drug dealer was until a janitor said, "It's your Diet Coke," and Coke paid off on it. And, in fact, I sent it to Prince Charles. And we have...
How do you mean Coke paid off? I mean, they compensated the boy for the poisoning?
Yes, he was compensated for what he went through. They treated him so terribly that his parents made him sleep in their room on the floor because they thought he was going to get out and get to his, drug dealer when all it was is aspartame, which is a psychoaddictive drug. And some people have said that have used cocaine that it's harder to get off aspartame than cocaine, which is why we have this aspartame information list on WNHO to help people. And Dr. Blaylock has written a detox program for them so that they will know what to do. Yeah. And also, he has a DVD, I wonder if you carry it, on nutrition and behavior.
Yes, we actually carry Dr. Blaylock's a DVD on nutrition and behavior. We certainly recommend that.
And the truth about aspartame is his CD. I'm sure you have that one as well.
We do. And thank you so very much for calling, Chris.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And let's go to Sarah Jo calling from New York. Hi, Sarah Jo.
Hello, Dr. Sam and Betty.
Hi. What part of New York do you live in?
I live near Rochester, listening to the ASB Dr. Wolf station.
All right, fine. Well, we're just so grateful to have that up there. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, I have been, I guess, battling would be the right way to put it, with two members of my family. I don't want to really say who they are, but they want to keep their weight down, so they've gotten into this aspartame diet drink. So their children, I'm just finding out, their children are eating, their puddings and ice cream and everything else that has the sucralose and aspartame in it. And they're constantly chewing gum. And it's killing me. And I need to, and I tell them, my daughter-in-law, that's who it is, my daughter-in-law. But anyway, I said to them, you need to, keep these away from the children. I mean, you shouldn't even be eating this, but let alone the children, And they kind of laugh and poo-poo it, And I need something short and sweet because they don't read anything. I mean, they will not take anything I give them and read it, especially if it's lengthy. But is there anything that I can print off or just something shocking enough but short enough for them to just, at least glance at and hopefully it'll stick in their brain and maybe they'll
Well, if you heard all the different websites that I have, I mean, they're just endless reports about children. And you can go through them. You can get on WNHO.net and do a find, Control F, and just put children or babies or birth defects and pick up countless of reports. And even the Idaho Observer puts out, they publish the artificially sweetened times for us, which is 24-page booklets for distribution. And it starts out with what's happening to our children. Yeah. And you can get that. You can get those too.
Well, do you think they would watch the DVD? We've got some good DVDs. We got good tape sets or individual tapes. Would they listen to a tape or watch a DVD?
No. They don't. I've left things here and I've given it to them and I said, please read, please watch, please listen, and it goes on. It falls on deaf ears, and I just I don't know. I was just so disturbed when the four-year-old was eating the yogurt and
tell me, Sarah Jo, are these people losing weight on the diet drinks?
To be honest with you, no.
All right, just ask them, why did you think you're not losing weight? Did you know that actually the diet drinks make you fatter?
Mm-hmm.
Just ask them that. Do you know that the scientific studies that? Do you know that this produces cancer? Are you concerned about why the incidence of cancer has gone from 3 in 100 to 50 in 100? Or maybe you don't care about your kids. Just leave it at that.
I have an idea.
All right, fine.
Okay, if you can get me their email, you need something with a title. If they see a title that will hit them, they might read it. And we do have a report by Dr. Bowen called Aspartame Murders Infants. And they don't, you know, and I can email it to them, not you, and they may be curious enough to read it. If you could contact me and give me their email addresses.
All right, well, I don't think the one has email, and the other one I'm not sure. I'll have to ask somebody.
All right, well, if you need problems, Sarah Jo, you can always call us off the air.
I will. I appreciate it. Would you repeat? I'll get off the air, and you can repeat it, but the other websites, I've got the WNHO, but not the other couple that you mentioned, so.
Okay, WNHO.net, www.dorwai.com. That has Dr. Elsa's testimony before Congress. Is pediatric. He's a pediatric professor. Those are on Doorway. And then www.mpwhi.com.
Now, maybe they've been drinking that aspartame just too long, Sarah Jo. I mean, this does produce permanent damage. Do they have fluoridated water, do you think?
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, that may be another reason why. Anyway, of course, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people don't want to listen, but that's their problem. Your job is to tell them whether they listen or not. You've done your job. Okay?
All right, thank you so much. Okay.
Bye-bye, and God bless. And let's go to Mike calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hi, Stan. I'm curious about the combination of aspartame and the other psycho drugs that many school kids are being put on by the school, such as Ritalin. On the Ritalin, then they go to the machine, they get their aspartame drink, and then even in fluoridated areas, they got three of these things in the kid now. Now, what's going to happen?
Well, I'm lecturing on that in Las Vegas, September the 14th, and the information on it is in Dr. Robert's medical text that Dr. Stan has, and all you have to do is look under aspartame and interaction with drugs, and it interacts with every antidepressant, all drugs, but antidepressants, and it is a psycho drug, and you will have the medical documentation. So just get from Dr. Stan, aspartame disease, an ignored epidemic. That's the medical text on it, and that'll give you absolutely all the evidence that you need.
It's almost like reading a Grey's Anatomy. That's a great big book.
It's over 1,000 pages.
It's a great book. It's like an encyclopedia. Anything else, Mike?
Yeah, well, about 20 years ago, I was drinking a lot of Coca-Cola, just a regular Coca-Cola, and I thought I'd do myself a favor and get off of that caffeine and sugar. I got on the Diet Coke, caffeine-free, sugar-free. I drank that for about 3 weeks, and my digestive tract went to pieces. It was a major disaster that took probably 10 years to recover from. At least I was smart enough to ditch that stuff and go back to the regular Coke.
All right, fine.
It does cause gastrointestinal problems, big time.
Yeah, big time.
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mike. And of course, our guest is Betty Martini. And you'll want to go to her website, Doorway. D-O-R-W-A-Y, the only one in the O there, and you'll find fascinating things than WNHO.net. Is that right?
Yes.
All right, I get that down, WNHO.net. Get the information, it's up there, or you can always just type in Betty Martini, you can Google that in, and then look at the website she's affiliated with. The scientific studies are there. There's no question we're poisoning the American people. The fact that the media is suppressing this information simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people feel. And certainly Betty's on the front line getting information out constantly to the government and to the various medical organizations and to the various producers and, yes, and the media. And she's written a lot of articles, but, I mean, they're usually not carried by the major media. What we need to do is to find people here, there, and elsewhere, wherever they will, to print the truth and just keep hammering away, because we've got right on our side. And Betty, do you think we're making progress?
Oh, absolutely. With so many countries, you know, trying to ban it, and, you know, it's exponentiation. And there is something that your listeners really need to know, because along with the epidemic of obesity, you have the epidemic of diabetes. And people don't realize that aspartame can precipitate diabetes, that it simulates and aggravates diabetic retinopathy and neuropathy. It causes diabetics to go into convulsions. It destroys the optic nerve, and it interacts with insulin. And I was so glad when they made Just Like Sugar, because it's made out of chicory, which has been used for 70 years to improve the health of diabetics, and so that we have something to get them off into, because, as you know, Splenda is a chlorocarbon poison and is particularly dangerous for diabetics. But if we could get aspartame off the market, just imagine how many diabetics would wake up from, you know, what's causing their problems.
Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
And thank you, Dr. Stan.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. And if you're out there in the listening audience shaking your head and say, this could not be true, I refuse to believe it, I would ask you to get the DVD, Sweet Misery, Sweet Remedy. Get our four-tape set on Alzheimer's disease. We have, on aspartame, we have two of them. We have Dr. Blaylock's excellent book, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. Dr. Robert's encyclopedia, Aspartame, The Forgotten Disease, that we carry a smaller one he has. And certainly watch the DVDs, listen to the tape sets, read the books, and then you can go to the websites. There's so much there in the websites. Doorway.com and the other websites that Betty's talked about. But pull down these reports. I mean, there's been written up in the Congressional Records, there's the scientific studies published throughout the world, both in years past and right at the present time, showing it produces cancer. And they say, why would anybody withhold information that aspartame produces cancer? And I would say, you need to hear our four-tape set and get the transcript on the New Order of the Barbarians. We like to hear Dr. Dettingen describing the talk given by Dr. Richard Day, back in 1969, where he says, of course, people are going to have to die of cancer. Might as well die of cancer or something else. Everybody's going to die of something, and we're going to withhold the treatments. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com and pull down my January 2007 newsletter entitled The Fitzgerald Report, or if you get anything else from us, why, just ask for a copy of the Fitzgerald Report or the whole newsletter. We'll be glad to send you the January newsletter. Going to the fact that they've been suppressing cancer treatments for 54 years. This was an article that appeared in the Congressional Record in 53, and I defy you to get a copy of it anyplace other than through us, because people have been trying for years to get a copy of that report, and they just couldn't get it. Some fellow sent me $50. One of our supporters said, here's $50. Please give me a copy of the Fitzgerald Report. So eventually we were able to track it down. But we even went to the National Health Federation, and they couldn't find a copy of the Fitzgerald Report. And this is true of so many things. Well, Sir Betty has got a lot of things up on her website from the Congressional Report and elsewhere that are being actively suppressed. Why? Because they don't want you to know they're putting carcinogens in the food, not only for adults, but for children. And they know that the aspartame produces brain tumors in children. And these little kids, I mean, they're never going to have a full life, because they're giving them a product that they know produces brain cancer. Why would anybody do that? Well, you need to get our material on population control. Our video, Nundare College Genocide. Our talk, which is a little longer, it's the same basic talk, but Planned Population Reduction, available on DVD or video. Planned Population Reduction. You need to get my monograph. It's available on my website for nothing. at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. It's called the Population Control Agenda Monograph. Population Control Agenda Monograph. You need, of course, to get our video on population control. You need to get our four-tape set on population control. You need to get our four-tape set on genocide, on why do we still have cancer, on Laetril, on the alternative cancer treatments that are being actively suppressed and are being actively suppressed today. And why would they do that? Because there are too many people in the world, ladies and gentlemen, but they have a solution. People are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Greg Moore. Correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports that Senate Democrats are taking dead aim at the administration.